I'm so glad I've been translated out of darkness into your marvelous light.
When I found out God wanted me healthy, wealthy, wise, full of peace, full of joy, I tell you, when you serve a God like that, you don't run from Him, you run to Him.
Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
Amen. And welcome to the Force of Faith broadcast today. We are so glad that you tuned in today. Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
Amen. It's a good day to kiss your husband or kiss your wife and just say Merry Christmas and bless them because you have them to share with you today. Amen.
You know, I'm thinking about some friends of ours that don't make Christmas a day. They actually make Christmas a week.
A week?
Yeah, a whole week. They said, we don't just celebrate Christmas on one day. We celebrate Christmas for a whole week. And I thought, man, I like that.
Yeah, we're going to do that.
I like that. Of course, I know, you know, most of us that are Christians have any understanding. We celebrate Christmas all year. But what I'm saying is, instead of just on the 25th of December, they take the whole week of Christmas and every day they'll pull out a different gift and, you know, open maybe their main presents on the one day, but then give gifts the other days and have parties and have fellowship and have dinners every day for a whole week. And I thought, now that's the way to celebrate Jesus.
It sure is.
Man,
yes.
Let's give Him more than a day, right?
Amen. That's great.
Praise God.
That's a good idea.
Yes. So we're just thankful that you're with us and celebrating this wonderful season and lifting up Jesus, the light of the world. And we would encourage you, if you did not join us last week, go back to the website, watch last week's program. Liz was on with me, and I'm so glad you're on with me.
Thank
it's
you.
A delight to have you on the program
Thank
with
you.
Me. But just the revelation flowed. I mean, while we were sharing last week, if you ever need encouragement in an area of your life, or if you just need a boost, or if you need somebody to come along you just to give you some hope,
or if you're afraid,
or if you just feel like you're weak and you need strength, go back to last week's program and watch it, and then rejoin and probably watch this one again because we're going to be picking up. But it was so it encouraged me. Exactly.
Yeah,
it's like, wow, God, you really are God, and you really have all the answers for us, and you want to help us. What we started talking about last week was hopelessness. You know, there are so many people going through so much in life, and there is so much junk. You know, the Bible says in John 10:10, the thief comes to steal, kill, and destroy. Yeah. Well, there's a lot of killing, there's a lot of stealing, there's a lot of destroying going on in people's marriages, in people's lives, in people's bodies, in people's finances, in people's families, and just one thing after another thing, all throughout the world. We're just seeing things get worse and worse. So there's a lot of people that we're seeing, and even as I travel and minister in churches, I'm seeing people go into despair, be discouraged, get downtrodden, be depressed, and then eventually get to this place that you even ministered on this subject at a church recently, and just being hopeless, like, I've lost my hope.
Yes.
You know, I remember years ago when you reached that point, you know, where you just wanted to give up on life. And I remember, I didn't even know it. I mean, she was hiding it well. When I was in front of her, she was making herself speak the word so that she would hide it from me. Remember that?
I do.
And I remember, and it's so cool because, see, God knows you and me. And so if it could be our spouse that we think we know everything, and yet they're hiding something from us and we don't know it, but whether God reveals it to us to pray for them or someone else, He'll have an intercessor pray for them. Because God knows us where we're at. He knows the thoughts and intents of the heart. And so I found myself every time I was praying, thoughts and intents of the heart. Okay, don't let that go. But I found myself praying, Lord, I found myself praying the Ephesian prayers over my wife every morning. Lord, open the eyes of Liz's understanding. Fill her with the knowledge of your will. Strengthen her with might by your spirit in her inner man. Help her to know the hope of her calling and what the riches of the glory of your inheritance as a saint in light. Help her to know the exceeding greatness of your power to her as she believes you, Lord God. I found myself praying that every day. And then a few weeks later, I remember in front of the fireplace, you said, Larry, God showed me something. And you started sharing about how you'd gotten to be hopeless, and God just show you that He's your answer and the Word's your answer. And I just thought, Lord, that's why you had me praying. I didn't even know, because you were a really good faker. And hey, I've been there, done that. We've all been there, done that through our times and lives. We're not mm-hmm. supposed to fake it. We're supposed to faith it.
Right.
But even if we're in a place, and remember, thoughts yeah. and intentions, so don't forget yes. what you were going to say. But even if we're in a place where we have to fake it, listen, mm-hmm. God loves you enough. He'll
That's
have
right.
somebody praying for you and help you. He knows the thoughts and intents of the
That's,
heart.
Yes, He does. He does know those thoughts and intents. And you know what? Don't be embarrassed if you're feeling that feeling of hopelessness.
Right, right.
I believe in those times we can feel embarrassed or silly because we feel that way because, oh, I mean, as he shared with you, I'm quoting the scripture. I'm doing everything right in front of him.
Yeah.
But deep inside, I was hurting so desperately.
Yeah.
But you know what? We don't have to be embarrassed.
No.
God does know the intents of our heart. And he
yes,
also
he does.
Wants us to speak with someone, speak with our husbands, speak with people, you know, that will help us
that
surround
is, that's
ourselves
That's a trick
with good
of the
things.
Devil.
It is a trick of the devil.
To make us think we're on our own.
On our
and
own.
And that we can't
and we're
talk
isolated.
To anybody.
Yes.
He
and
wants
nobody
to isolate.
Understand. That's right.
Yeah, exactly.
That's
nobody,
right.
Nobody's going to understand. Well, if I tell my husband or if I tell my wife or if I tell my best mm-hmm. friend, they're not going to understand. They're going to think I'm crazy. They're going to think I lost my mind. They're going to think I'm Lulu. They're going to, whatever. You know,
no,
the devil's
no, no.
a liar.
Yes, he is.
God loves you,
he
and God loves you through people.
That's good. Yes, he does.
Yes.
He loves us this way, but he also loves us this way.
This way.
Hallelujah.
That's that, and that goes along
That's
with
so
the
good.
Scripture that calls us sons of God and yet calls us servants of God.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
See, you and I yeah. are called sons of God. That's directional between us and heaven, us and the Father.
Yes.
But when the Apostle Paul said, I am a servant, and he called you and me servants of God, even though we are sons. Well, sons is directional between us and the Father.
Mm-hmm.
But when he says we're servants, that's directional between us and mankind.
That's right.
So God is going to love you mm-hmm. through people. And he'll love me through people.
Now that's encouraging.
Yeah.
So you know what? We can have faith in people. Faith in people. Know
Thank
that our friends that love us, our family that
yeah.
loves us, people that God has surrounded us with as our little sphere of influence, our friends and our family, that they truly do care about us.
Yes.
And do not let the devil isolate you today and make you feel silly or make
no.
you feel crazy or make you feel like you're not a person of faith because you are feeling that hopelessness in your life. No, let them reach out to you and encourage you with God's word.
Yeah.
Amen.
Boy,
that's what you did for me, even if they're doing it in prayer, but he would do it even to my face and around me, and he didn't even know it.
Yes.
But you know what? Let those people encourage you.
Yes, and just understand they're there for you. They're,
yes.
They're, I mean, God brought them into your life. They're not just a friend just to be a friend. They're a mm-hmm. friend because God's going to love you through them.
Yes.
And it could be the tables are turned where, you know, they've come
yes.
to you and you love them.
Yes.
You know? I mean, boy, Liz and I, we have seen different times when people have come to us and you know, they've had to humble themselves because, you know, of who they are or what they're going through or stuff, and yet God used us to love them.
Mm-hmm.
And just to encourage them and to let them know, hey, this is nothing, no big deal. The devil's trying to make you feel bad about it, but guess what?
Mm-hmm.
You're redeemed and you're greater because of the greater one in you. You'll overcome this. And there is no temptation, the scripture says in Corinthians.
That's right.
No temptation that's taken you that's not common to man. In other words, there are other people that are going through the same thing. Even though
That's
the devil's
right.
trying to jump my shoulder and say, nobody understands and nobody's going through what you're going through.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, it's common to man. Other
it's
people have faced it.
Man.
Maybe wrapped up, packaged up differently, but every man is going through something and somebody else is going through what we've gone through. And he says,
That's
but
really
God,
good. That's really good.
With that temptation, God yes. will make a way of escape.
Hallelujah.
So like
yes.
the old... like the old song that Brother Copeland used to sing, I cannot be defeated and I will not
quit.
That's the only mm-hmm. way we could be defeated.
Mm-hmm.
Because, see, God's made a way of escape. So if I'll just stay in the way, I'm going to see the light at mm-hmm. the end of the tunnel. And then the light, as I get closer to the end, is going to get mm-hmm. brighter and brighter. I'm coming out of the tunnel. And guess what? The defeat is behind me,
That's
and
right.
the victory is mine.
Is ahead. Yes.
The test and trial is behind me, and now I'm in the glory. I'm in the blessing. I'm walking with God. I'm seeing that, you know what? Through faith and patience, I inherited this
mm-hmm.
promise.
That's right. You know, and the Bible tells us that the Word of God, that Jesus is our hope. Christ in me, the hope of glory.
Yes.
And I remember back in that time, I remember telling you that it was almost like being at the bottom of the barrel and looking up and not even being able to see hardly a glimmer of light. But you know what? There was just that little pinhole glimmer of light. And that was Jesus.
Yes.
That was Jesus. He's there waiting, waiting to help you, waiting to reach his hand out to you and lift you up, just like he did Peter out of that stormy water.
Yeah.
He was going through the, you know, walking on the water, and he began to sink. I mean, the situations of life can make you feel like you're sinking and there's no hope and there's no help and you're about ready to go under. But Jesus, he reached out his arm and he lifted Peter up. And he said, come on, Peter, let me help you. Let me walk you back to the boat and give you a little faith lesson on the way,
yeah,
as you
right.
always say.
That's right.
Give that little faith lesson that'll cause you to go over to the other side. Amen?
Friends, listen, I'm going to go back to something we said. You know, when you've hoped for something and maybe you've not seen it come to pass, and then you've gotten to the place where you've lost your hope, at least you feel like you've lost your hope, there's still hope. I want to read a scripture to you, and I made a note that I want to read to you about this scripture. In Proverbs 13:12,
yes.
It says, hope deferred, or in other words, put off, not seeing it come to pass what you're hoping for. Hope deferred makes the heart sick.
Mm-hmm.
Hope deferred makes the heart sick in Proverbs 13:12. Well, I looked up the word hope, and it means an expectation. In the Hebrew, it means an expectation of good. So in other words, we're hoping for things to turn around. We're hoping for something to go good for a change. We're hoping, we're expecting, maybe we've heard a good message and we're acting on the word, so we're expecting things to go well. It says hope deferred, an expectation of good, when it doesn't happen, makes the heart sick. And I looked up the word heart, and it's not referring to our spirit. The Hebrew word actually is a word widely used to describe the feelings of a person.
Yes.
So in other words, yes. It's talking about our emotions, our mental and emotional state when it uses the word heart. And here's what he said. He said, hope deferred makes the heart sick. And the word sick in the Hebrew means weak. So when we get weak, it's not talking about sickness like we talk about sickness. It's talking about weakness. In other words, our feelings and our emotions have gotten weighed down because we don't see anything happening.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it doesn't seem like anything's working. It just and so all of a sudden it says hope deferred makes the heart sick. Well, you get weak. And that's what eventually, if it doesn't get turned around, that's what will lead to hopelessness.
Yes.
Is people not having any more hope because they've gotten weak. And you know, the Bible tells us that we are supposed to support the weak.
Yeah.
You know, so that's why we've always, as Christians, we've got to be sensitive. And I know you've been on my case many times when we're out and about the mall or running here and running there, is always trying to be sensitive to other people. And I love the fact that she's done that because it's helped me, even more recent times, things that I've been doing. But just always be aware of people, because God may want to use you to help somebody that's weak right now. I'm about ready to cry, Lord. Wow. Somebody that's weak, that's going through tests and trials. I mean, here we are celebrating Christmas. To us, this is the best time of the year. This is awesome because we get to celebrate the whole country, you know. But maybe that person, maybe it's not a time of celebration for them. Maybe they just are facing the worst thing they've ever faced. Or maybe it feels like it. Maybe really it's really not the worst thing, but the devil's made him think.
Oh, yes.
And you,
your situation is always the worst.
It's always the worst, you know. And so your hope has been deferred, and it's made your emotions and feelings weak. And now you just feel like, oh, my goodness, is there anything left? Is there anything I can do? You know, and then you start like that lady we talked about last week, wanting, feeling like, well, I'm just going to end my life. Guess what? You don't have to. And even if you're not that far, maybe you're just right now seeing that, you know, I've kind of lost my hope in this area. It may just be one area of your life. Maybe you're doing great in other areas, but in just this one area, you know, I've lost my hope of being healed of this, or, you know, I've lost my hope of ever getting out of debt, or, you know, I've lost my hope of my kids ever coming to Jesus, or whatever it is.
Yeah, there is hope. There is hope.
Because the scriptures calls God the God of, and I like this word, the God of all hope.
All hope. In
God says
area.
That. He calls himself the God of all hope. So, guess what? It doesn't matter how hopeless our situation is. If we're born again, we got the greater one living on the inside of us. The God of all hope is there to pull us out.
That's good news. Wow.
It is. And so I want to go to just a couple of scriptures, and you can jump in anytime you want to. But I was thinking about what caused people to get to that place of hopelessness in the scriptures. I was reading over in Numbers 21. You know, this is in Numbers 21, the children of Israel are traveling along the sea, the Red Sea there, and they got discouraged and hopeless, you know. And it says they journeyed, and of course, God had spoken them and brought them out of Egypt. So they had been in Egyptian bondage for years. Mm. You know, maybe you've been in bondage for years.
Yeah.
Whatever kind of bondage you've been in for years. Well, I'm telling you right now, your time to get delivered is now.
Yes.
God is bringing you out. God has provided redemption for you to bring you out of that, praise God. Well, here they were traveling, and it says they spoke against God and against Moses. And here's what it said. Mm. They were discouraged, the soul of the people. So see, there's that hope deferred makes the heart sick. The soul of the people was much discouraged. So in other words, they were hopeless because, and here's why, because of the way.
Wow.
Because of the way.
Because
you know, many times we're just going, trying to follow the way of the Lord, like Abraham did. Follow the way of the Lord and just, you know, our footsteps are ordered of the Lord and He directs our paths, so we're following that way. And the devil comes in and just tries to throw all kinds of junk at us and get us discouraged because of the way. In other words, you feel like you're doing, and you are doing what God says, but then all this stuff comes at you, and you think, man, I had it easier before I walked with God. I've heard people say that, you know.
Oh, yeah.
Well, they were discouraged because of the way, and it didn't get better when they started speaking against God and against the man of God that God had anointed. Guess what? It got worse.
Fiery
serpents came in and started biting them and killing them.
Yes.
So the thing to do when we get that discouragement, sweetheart, is not to start saying, you know, God doesn't care. God doesn't answer me. My pastor, he preaches on that all the time, but I'm telling you what, it's just not true. See, when we start speaking against God and against the men and women of God God puts in our lives, what are we doing? We're just opening up for the way to get harder. It's kind of like the way of the transgressor is hard. See, well, we don't want to make it harder. Yes. Jesus said, listen, if you join up to me, remember in the King James, he said, my yoke is easy. That word yoke means to join. Just like you would join two horses together with a yoke or two mules or two oxen. When they're joined together, then if there is one weaker than the other, the stronger one will carry the weaker one. And guess who's the stronger one in this relationship?
Amen.
Jesus.
That's
right.
That's
praise
God. You know, in Proverbs, you know, they were murmuring and complaining against God and against the man of God. And first of all, God is our only help.
Yes.
I mean, He's the creator of the world.
Yep, yep.
He's our Father. He's our only help. I mean, if anybody can make something happen, God can make something happen.
That's right.
And Proverbs tells us that life and death are in the power of the tongue.
Of the tongue. Wow.
Of the tongue. And they were speaking against that. So what we want to do is we want to speak positive things. We want to speak good things. Because when we speak death into our situation, it gives the devil a legal right to come in and just perform what we just said. But when we speak life into our situation, if they would have spoken life, if they would have spoken, you know what, God's with us, God's gonna get us through this, God, and this man of God, God gave him to us, he has wisdom, he's gonna take us to the right place, we know exactly we're gonna have a wonderful end, then you know what, they've just given God an opportunity. They've just given a legal right for the word of God to work out their way and cause their way to be good.
So then those words are actually
words.
Powerful, aren't they?
Yes.
Life or death is in the power of the tongue.
Mm-hmm.
So wow. And it's so interesting you said that, because here I am talking about Moses, the children of Israel. Mm-hmm. Now I'm going to skip 40 years and talk about them. And it's good. Boy, see, Liz didn't even know what I had in my notes, what I was studying. I didn't share with her. But boy, are we here from heaven by the Holy Ghost here, because here, 40 years later, I'd written this down because I wanted to discuss this. And man, this is so just right along with what she said. 40 years later, Moses is talking to the children of Israel and reminding them of what they said 40 years earlier that actually hindered them from going into the promised land.
Hindered.
And I want you to listen to what he said in verse, this is Deuteronomy chapter 1, and I'm going to get to verse 28. But verse 26, Moses said, you rebelled against God. Verse 27 said, you murmured. So that was griping and complaining and said, we can't do it, and why is God letting us? And that's the murmuring. And then verse 28, here's the one I wanted you to see. They'll have it on the screen there for you. Moses said, you guys said, why should we go up? In other words, why should we go up and possess the land? I know you told us to, God, but why should we go up? Our brethren have discouraged our hearts, saying.
Wow.
Now, you were just saying life and death are in the power of the tongue.
Yeah.
Which means the words that you and I speak to other people can either give them hope or bring hopelessness to them. So it's important, because here's what they said. They said, our brethren have discouraged our hearts, saying. Now, listen to what they said. They remember, they said, the people are greater and taller than we are. They're stronger than we. The cities are walled up to heaven. And moreover, we saw the giants, the sons of Anak, there. In other words, all they heard their brethren, those eight spies that went in, all they heard them say was facts. They reported the reality. But notice, speaking facts and reality when it goes contrary against what God said, discouraged people, millions of them, from going in and possessing what rightfully belongs to them.
Wow.
Today, friend, I'm going to speak to you that you're coming out of your Egypt. You're coming out of your bad land. You're going into your promised land. I'm telling you words of life, power of life, to help you know that no matter what the devil's bringing you, no matter what you're facing, God's bigger, the greater one. Greater is he that is in you than he that's in the world. And listen, I don't care if other people are saying, just like they said, we were discouraged because our brethren said words of death. I don't care if people are telling you you can't do it. I don't care if people are telling you you're not going to make it. I don't care if people tell you you're going to lose your house. Listen, if people are telling you you're going to die, it's incurable. I'm telling you right now, God is your healer. God is your deliverer. God is your financier. God is your hope. Praise God.
Yes. What is God saying?
Yeah, that's it.
What is God saying?
What is God saying? Can I have faith in what God says more than what it looks like or what people are saying?
Yes, you can.
I can.
Yes, you can.
There's the answer.
Yes, you can.
What does Corinthians say? All the promises of God.
All the promises.
How many?
Yes. All of them.
All of them.
Every
all
one
of the
of
promises
them.
Of God are what?
Yes.
And
so
amen, which means so be it.
That's right.
Amen.
That's right.
So when you ask God, God, will you help me in this situation? Yes, so be it. God, can I overcome this deal? Yes, so be it. God, will I be able to handle it? Yes, so be it. I mean, if you start talking to God and ask him, every time, he's not going to say, well, you know, I may just have to let you suffer a while and struggle, and, you know, I got to teach you a lesson how to be humble. No, the Bible says, humble yourselves under the mighty hand of God by casting all your care. That's what the scripture says in 1 Peter 5, 6, and 7. So, guess what? It comes back to what you just said. Believe God.
Believe
can,
God.
Can we? You know, I was just reading one of Brother Copeland's magazines, and he shared an article. It comes down to the simplicity of have faith in who?
God.
Not faith in ourselves, not faith in our spouse, not faith in our job, not faith in our friends. I mean, it's wonderful that they're good and stuff, but listen, people can fail you.
And will.
That was my next statement, too. Good.
Yes.
But guess what? God, who is love, Never fails.
Never fails.
Wow. And you know, can I just kind of throw in a little side thought, although it goes in with this hopelessness part, since we're talking about words and words we say that they can actually discourage people. I thought about that as a father, and of course as parents, you and I have taken this very seriously, but in Colossians 3, I'll have them put it up on the screen for you. Colossians 3:21, it says, fathers, provoke not your children to anger, lest they be discouraged. So I looked up the word discouraged. It means spiritless. Wow. That kind of sounds like no hope, doesn't it? Spiritless. Disheartened. That sounds like hopelessness, doesn't it?
Yes.
Spiritless, disheartened. It sounds like, man, I've lost my hope. And it says to provoke your children, which wouldn't just be for fathers, but that's who it's talking to right here. We know it'd be for mothers, be for every one of us. But he said, fathers, don't provoke. The word provoke in the Greek means to stimulate to anger. And listen to this. It comes from a root word that means quarrel, contention, and strife.
Wow.
So don't sow words that bring contention. Don't sow words that are quarrelsome. Mm-hmm. Don't sow words that bring strife, because you do that and you actually provoke people that will cause them to have discouragement in their lives.
Wow. And the Bible says where there's strife and confusion, there's every evil work. That means it opens the can of worms, the can for the devil to just do whatever and bring all evil into that situation.
See, Liz and I have taken this very seriously through the years, and we want you to do the same thing now, because now I just saw that we're out of time. We got to close this program. We're going to have to just
pick up next time.
But thank you so much for joining us. Allow us to pray for you again, Lord.
Yes.
We just pray for
thank you, Father,
that they close out this year the best ever, Lord,
yes,
that they turn situations around, and yet next year is going to be the best ever, because they have
hope
in you, Lord.
Yes.
Thank you for
it
in Jesus' name.
Yes.
Hey, we put together a special package last week and this week only, just for you. Two CDs that are just scriptures where I don't preach or teach. I just quote for a whole hour. One of them is called Power Up Scriptures on Victorious Living. For a whole hour, all I do is quote victory scriptures. And then In Him scriptures is the most important thing a Christian needs to know. Who does God say you are? What does God say you have? And what does God say you can do? And then the actual teaching on that In Him scriptures, if you want the teaching along with hearing the scriptures, is who God says you are, what God says you can do, what God says you have, is just who do you think you are. All of this, normally $57 for any offering of $40 or more.
That's
so it's a special this week for you. You can send in more and you can order more for others as well. But we wanted to make it available to you, especially during this time, because we know those things will bring hope.
That's right.
They will bring
encouragement.
They
will
empower you.
They will empower
you.
Yes. We also have our magazine, our Force of Faith magazine. If you'd like to receive this, just email us or call our office, and we would be more than happy to send it to you.
Yes.
Maybe you'd like to know more about us.
Yes.
This will share a little bit about our lives and about our ministry. So call in and let us send this to you and be a blessing to you.
We love
you. And we want to wish you
Merry
Christmas.
And a happy new year.
God bless you. We love
you.
Bye-bye.
Join us for the Force of Faith broadcast with Dr. Larry and Liz Hutton. Visit us at LarryHuttonMinistries.org to find out information about the Force of Faith broadcast, today's product offer, and other powerful resources for living. You'll also find Larry and Liz's itinerary, so you can join them in their meetings across the country. Just log on to LarryHuttonMinistries.org or call us toll-free at 888-609-9589.